Why doesn't it say there, and that he was come from the Father and went to the Father? Suddenly it says to God. Well, you know, as the Son of God, that's his divinity, certainly his relationship was with the Father, as Father is to Son. But as a man, when he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? His relationship there was as the mediator, as a man. Yes, a perfect man, but nonetheless a man. Having taken on the very flesh of those that he came to represent. And now, as a mediator, it required him answering to his Father as one would have to answer to God as being holy and just. And that without just satisfaction, there could be no salvation. So in that sense, we know and understand Jesus knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. All things with regard to what? Well, the salvation of this people. You see, this is the biggest difference, I believe, between what the scriptures teach and what men popularly believe today. They believe that salvation's in their hands. They believe that they have to do something. Say a prayer, walk an aisle, be dipped, do something in order to satisfy a holy God. But here we understand, if all things were given into his hands, that means, dear friends, that our salvation is entirely upon this one who came and lived his life. And either he worked out that perfect salvation or he didn't. It shall come to pass after the end of the 70 years that the Lord will visit Tyre. Now, it's interesting how this reads, because when you think visit Tyre, you're not really expecting the next part. In other words, the Lord gave Tyre back its prosperity, gave back to Tyre what it had before. But it says there, and she shall turn to her hire, and shall commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth. So having raised up this city once again, what did she do? Went right back to what she was before. What does that teach us about man's nature? We're totally depraved. You know, some would think, well, they learned their lesson. God destroyed them, 70 years in captivity, bring them back, and all will be well. All will be different. Isn't this man's mindset? Everybody always trying to start over? I'm persuaded if you took all of the world's wealth and redistributed it evenly to every single creature in the world and said, now, make something of it, within short amount of time, we'd be right back to where we are today. Why? We deal with men's greed. We deal with men's laziness. We deal with men's pride. Man is what he is. It's not based upon a man's or a sinner's decision to follow Jesus or to accept him or all of this language that you don't even find in Scripture. No, it's based upon the will of God. Just like he created this world for his glory, and he set everything in its order. That's one of the reasons why I know the creation story is true, because everything is in its order. You can follow chickens. They might have a variety of them, but they're still chickens. You can't ever find anywhere where there were once a duck. Languages and people and how our DNA, the more they discover about DNA, the more I just see the imprint of God. He didn't ask, do you want to be tall or short? He didn't ask if you want to be fair-skinned or dark-skinned. He didn't ask whether you prefer this language or that, and now created accordingly. No. Everything in this world he has set in order according to his sovereign will as his purpose. And if it's true physically, in a physical world, it's certainly true spiritually.
That humbles me to know that even standing here and declaring unto you the glories of Christ right now, it's not because of me. It pleads God to reveal his son in me. That's the only thing I can say. Who maketh thee to differ? This is God. But that's why he's worthy of praise. And that's why here in verse 1, praise God in his sanctuary. Where is that? That's not limited to a building. That's the entire universe.